Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierswicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierswicki.
Hey beauties, welcome back to another episode of the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm so happy to be with you today. A couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast on dehydration, and I did say that coffee is a good thing, and I was going to come back on and talk to you about coffee and all of the wonderful things that it actually can help you with in your body. And I wanted to dive into this a little bit today and just give you a little bit of science and give you a little bit of research for those of you who are coffee lovers like me and have often thought, there's no way I will give this up. Or if you've even thought of, maybe I should give up coffee, I just want to encourage you. You know, we all have reasons why we do what we do. And there was a point in time when I actually did give up coffee for a while. And then I went to Paleo FX in 2014 and I got introduced to the Bulletproof coffee. And the ability to hack your body's fat burning and your brain's ability to be hacked by the butyric acid in the butter and to wake you up cognitively. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to drink coffee again. And so I did. And, you know, I think that with anything, you can be too much. And, you know, that's when it gets into trouble. When you have way too much coffee, you're not having enough water, you're not hydrating yourself with hydrating foods, let alone water. And if you're drinking too much coffee, then you're going to probably ruin your sleep if you're drinking that late in the day. So you know what? We know that everything I can say, I'm going to caveat that one. Not everything is good in moderation, but some things, most things are good in moderation. It's all about balance and having a balanced lifestyle. So one of the things that I'm going to talk to you about today is just the different benefits of coffee. Now, obviously, if you are dousing your coffee in a bunch of sugar, in tons and tons of cream, and or fake chemicals and additives, like, ugh, who would do this? I don't know. Put sweet and low in their coffee or equal or anything like that. Let me just like get those sound effects out. Because you guys, ew, those are chemicals. There's nothing about those that are real and those should not be going in your body. Now let's just go ahead and talk about the benefits of coffee. So research has been showing that moderate coffee consumption is actually associated with reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes and Alzheimer's. So what happens is reactive oxygen species, ROS, are believed to be involved in both of these diseases. And what research is showing is that the antioxidants in the coffee are actually contributing to this reduction in the ROS. Scientists have examined whether or not it's light coffee or dark coffee that has this effect. And what they found is that the darker the roast, it's the one that is more effective. So let's talk a little bit about that. So what research has shown is that dark roast coffee may be superior to light roast. And here's why. The darkness of the coffee refers to the ending coloration of the bean after it's been roasted for a certain amount of time. And what happens is when you're roasting coffee beans, you have to heat the beans to a high temperature very quickly and then cool them off as fast as you can after that desired roasting point has been reached. So there's expert coffee roasters out there who have been doing this for years and years, which have really allowed them to perfect and hone this process. It's funny because one of my clients, when I was selling insurance, was also a coffee bean roaster, and they sold coffee. It was just their hobby on the side when they did their day job selling insurance. So I learned quite a bit when I went to their facility to talk to them about insurance, and they schooled me on roasting beans. And what they told me is that the lighter the roast, the more caffeine it had. So I always chose the lighter roast, but now this is showing that we may want to choose the darker roast, because new research revealed in Molecular Nutrition and Food Research found that the dark roast coffee actually restored blood levels of antioxidants, vitamin E, and glutathione more effectively than a lighter roast. The dark roast also led to a significant body weight reduction in pre-obese volunteers. So sidebar, okay, when I was in college, I took what was the name of the class? It was medical terminology. Yes, that's what it was. Medical terminology. And I'm about to bust this out on you. You just break the words down into parts and you got to learn the parts. So here we go. Are you ready to learn a term with me? All right. So this dark roasted coffee produces a chemical called N-methylpyridinium. N-methylpyridinium. If you see that word, you're going to be like, what? It's not too hard to say, but it looks awful to read. So this chemical is actually produced during the roasting process. And the darker the roast, the more N-methylpyridinium it contains. Interestingly enough, this chemical also appears to prevent your stomach cells from producing excess acid, which means dark roast coffee may be a little bit easier on your stomach than a lighter roast, whereas lighter roast might give you the acid-like stomach irritation that coffee drinkers sometimes experience. So that's really powerful information. I don't know about you, but have you ever gotten the stomach pains after you drink your coffee? I think most people do. And honestly, I think that's why most people drink the coffee, because it makes them go to the bathroom. Well, new research in recent years has really helped us to figure out other hacks to help you with that process. First and foremost, if you have any issues with constipation, you're going to want to check out your gut. You're going to want to eliminate certain foods from your diet. You're going to want to make sure that your digestive system, your small intestines particularly, is healthy. And food irritants like gluten and dairy are highly problematic. So is corn. So is peanuts. So are shellfish. And unfortunately, eggs are part of this as well. And I have to mention this, but I shouldn't have to mention this, because we all should be smart enough to know this and eliminate this from our diet anyways, is once again, artificial sweeteners, anything artificial. High fructose corn syrup is an awful gut irritant. So when you start eliminating these things, you're going to start feeling better and your gut health is going to start getting better. And that is one of the most important things for you to do first and foremost, you know, for yourself. You can keep drinking your coffee while you eliminate those awful stressors on your gut, just to see. Now, you very well, when you fix your digestive system, may be able to bring back in certain things like eggs or even peanuts. But there are certain things you should never bring back in, like artificial sweeteners or gluten or dairy. Now, some people say, I don't have a problem with dairy. And I want to say, look at your skin. How is your skin? Or does your child have acne? Well, how about you get rid of the dairy and see if that fixes it? Because that is one of the biggest skin issues with dairy, is one of the biggest problems. The bumps on the back of your arms. A lot of people have that. And people just thought that was just nothing. It just was something that they had to deal with. Try eliminating dairy and see if that helps you. And I guarantee you're going to start seeing some massive changes in your skin when you eliminate the dairy and the gluten. Okay, so that is just me wanting to help you with your digestive system and or anybody you love or anybody you know. It's so important to know this stuff, you guys. And honestly, it's sad to me that not a lot of doctors are on this yet. And you guys are spending your money on doctor bills and insurance. And who's the one teaching you this? Me. People like me. People who are holistic. People who are on the front lines with clients who've actually dealt with this on their own. And I look back at, you know, when I went to school and the education I have, you know, those are the people, I'm almost 40. Those are the people working in the educational system. But education and research has got to evolve. And a lot of people get the jobs based on their degree. And where's the continuing education? Where's the continuing research? And that is so key to make sure that you continue learning, you continue to stay up to date. And that, unfortunately, isn't always happening in our medical system. So you guys, just stay with me. I've got your back. It's my intention and my focus with Figure Fit to help millions of people across the globe to be happy, to be healthy, and to be fit. Every single section of my book is some sort of problem in my life that I have, some fire that I've walked through, and I came out on the other side and I learned the great lessons, and now I'm here to teach you. You know, your digestive issues, your health issues can be helped. You just got to be willing to help yourself. So if you haven't yet read my book, please do that. Grab it from my website, liznearswiki.com, and read it, all three parts. They're very, very different. And I would love to help you with that. Okay, guys, so back to the coffee. Caffeine levels also vary on the different types of roast. So darker roasts, like I said earlier, contain less caffeine than the lighter roasts. But realize that the warnings against the use of caffeine are absolutely needed, because in and of itself, just caffeine alone can be pretty toxic. However, there are many natural substances when it comes to whole food, in this case, like the coffee bean and even cacao or chocolate, as opposed to an isolated caffeine like in a pill, okay? So the converse is often true, that whole caffeinated foods like coffee, cacao beans, cocoa beans, tea may actually be highly beneficial, and that's what research is really finding. But here's what I'm super interested in, is how coffee can benefit you other than just waking you up or helping you go poop. Let's just be real, okay? That's why most people are taking it. That wakes them up. But you guys, research has shown that coffee has other amazing benefits. And this is exactly why I'm doing the podcast today. So there is a gentleman named Ori Hofmeckler, and he is writing a book called Unlocking the Muscle Gene. This has shown that coffee can trigger glutamate reuptake inhibition, also triggers a mechanism in your brain that releases a growth factor called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That is called BDNF. So BDNF activates brain stem cells to convert into neurons, and also in your muscles. So how this works in your muscles, it does it by supporting the neuromotor, which is a critical element inside each and every muscle. So the neuromotor of your muscle is like, it's what makes you go. It's the total activator here. So one of the things that happens when we get older is neuromotor degradation. So it's a part of the process that is related to age-related muscle atrophy. And in this respect here, with what we're looking at with coffee, is whole coffee may help your brain and your muscles stay young. A large study of nearly 50,000 men also found that men who had 6 cups of coffee a day had a 60% lower risk of prostate cancer, while those who drank 3 cups a day had a 30% lower risk. The benefits were thought to come from the non-caffeine components of coffee, which include multiple nutrients and flavonoid antioxidants. So there has been other studies that show a lower cancer risk with coffee drinkers. For instance, I read a Japanese study that showed HCC, which is a type of liver cancer, and they found that those who drink coffee daily or close to it had about half the risk of getting this type of liver cancer than people who never drank coffee at all. And some of the other things that coffee is showing is that it helps to lower the risk and the rates of type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's, dementia, heart rhythm problems, stroke. They also believe that coffee can help you curb your sugar cravings. I know for me, that's a factor because sometimes after dinner or not after dinner, but coffee to me reminds me of chocolate in my mind. It just like, I don't know why you guys, but it just does. Like when I have a piece of chocolate and I let it melt in my mouth, that aspect in my mouth is like almost the same as coffee. So to me, they're very similar. So sometimes if I'm craving chocolate, I'll just have coffee or I'll have a decaf coffee. And what I love is I did not even know this, but now I do. So coffee has, coffee has an opioid receptor antagonist, which means that caffeine binds to your opioid receptors, which helps them to prohibit you from addictions of something else. So what happens is the ORI says that if you're addicted to sugar, for example, you really want to train your body to get rid of this addiction. Obviously, using coffee is a viable way to help yourself achieve this because you train yourself to drink black coffee, drink it on an empty stomach, and you will see just how slowly and gradually those other cravings are going to dissipate. And one of my programs that I have a online program. You guys all know this, the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Program. We have the 90-day transformation. I have phase one programs that get you into me, what I do, online on-ramp program for yoga. I've got another program from Broken Back to Six Pack. I've got this other program too, which is one-on-one coaching. And in my one-on-one coaching program, I encourage my one-on-one clients to drink coffee because there's a weight loss protocol that I put them through that allows them to enjoy coffee. And we work one-on-one together. And so if somebody doesn't like coffee, they don't have to do it. That's just part of the process that can absolutely help support weight loss and activation of, you know, muscle tissues that you want to grow. And that is one of the things that I do in my one-on-one coaching program on my website. And in that program, I basically teach you more about why we're using coffee to do this. And I help you with any sort of fat loss goals that you have or muscle building goals. And sometimes, you know, some people want to lose fat and some people want to build muscle. Some people just, they don't even want to do either. They just want to tone. And I say that a lot of people say that to me. I'm like, well, you know what that means? That means you're going to work your muscles. Toning means you do want to lose some body fat and you want to look toned. And so there's a combination of both fat loss and muscle training, strength training in that process. And so if you guys find yourself in this situation today where you're kind of curious about, you know, what to do with your body, how to utilize coffee as a benefit for you, just know that it is absolutely, science-backed research that this is helping us in our bodies nowadays. You know, so one, protecting against type 2 diabetes, helping people with Parkinson's disease. It's helping your brain. It's lowering the risk of cancer. It's a powerful antioxidant. And so what I would recommend for you is that you drink your coffee black. Don't put sugars in it ever. Don't put sweeteners in it ever. Your body does not need that. It doesn't want that. And if you want to have anything in it, put some heavy whipping cream or put some butter in there. I actually work with the ketogenic diet. So I borderline on being in ketosis, which is in a state of being in a fat burning zone. And I like to enhance that process in the morning after I've fasted all night. and utilize certain ingredients in my coffee in the morning that help to enhance this and activate the body's ability to burn even more stored body fat for fuel. So if you guys are out there and you are interested in this, just head to my website. You can always reach out to me there, and you can send it for any of the programs out there on my website, figurefitlife.com or liznierzwicki.com. And I'm so happy to help you in any way that I can, whether it is just getting you, you know, in, you know, a little bit of weight loss or getting you moving again. You know, I have a program that I just mentioned called the Broken Back to Six Pack program, and it's really just about getting you moving and doing the right moves. That is one of my specialties. Is really, I broke my back when I was little and I had to learn how to walk again, and I had to train my core. And this training of my core became such an innate part of my movement that in everything I do, I am talking to you about engage your core, engage your core. And I'm reminding you, and that's what this program is all about, is broken back to a six pack. And I've done it. I've trained many clients who have had surgeries and they've got screws in their back to this place where they actually are able to move freely, and they are a nice, strong, solid core. Many of them have developed six pack because they are doing my workouts and they're slowly building up their strength, and those abs are building, which is a beautiful thing. So you guys, I'm so grateful to be here with you today and talk to you about just the different things that coffee does for us. And I want to encourage you to obviously be smart about it and have water before you drink your coffee in the morning. That's how I start my day every day, is I have a big glass of water and then I make my coffee, and I try not to overdo it on the coffee, because too much, I believe, you know, in my opinion, for me, I feel like it does the opposite effect. It kind of makes me tired. And so, you know, you got to get good nutrients in your body. And I know that you're here with me and you guys are interested in being as healthy as you can. Coffee can totally enhance this process, but we got to be smart. And, you know, if you want to have some in the afternoon, I've actually replaced my afternoon coffee with something different. And it is through, I want you guys to go to this website. It's figurefit.liznierzwicki.com/look-good-naked. Okay. I'm going to say that one again. So it is figurefit.liznierzwicki.com/look-good-naked. And that's going to show you a little video. It's going to show you one of my new supplements that I have been taking every afternoon, and I am so in love with it, because I take this after I eat, after I break my fast, and I take this around 2:30, and I am smooth sailing the rest of the day. My brain is focused. My energy is amazing. My workouts are incredible. Whereas I was crashing hard around 4 o'clock, just done. And I had so much more to do. I still had a class to teach, or I still had a workout to do. And I was just done. But these have been really helping to enhance my process and the ketogenic lifestyle, my workouts of getting the right nutrients at the right time, giving my body the energy source that it needs. So I invite you to check that out. And you guys, until next time, have a fantastic day. And I cannot wait to get to know you. If you are interested in working with me, I can't wait to get to know you and help you along your journey. So until we meet, guys, so much love to you and rock your day. Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today on the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I am incredibly grateful that you stopped by. If you could take just 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it and who can use it, I would be so incredibly grateful and honored. And I know that your friends will thank you too. Also, if you feel so moved, we would be incredibly grateful if you could go into iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Leave us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you need more of. It would really help us out on our journey to help thousands and thousands of people reconnect back to their soul, live a life of health and happiness, and to love the body that they are in. Until then, don't forget that you are so worth your own self-love, self-care, and investment in your body, your goals, and your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. Have a great day.